The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way. Hello and welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Coming to you live from my Toyota Sienna at 10:13 p.m. outside of a laundromat, a coin laundry. It is not the closest coin laundry to my house. It is the second coin laundry I have been to tonight. I'm a little annoyed. I wanted the next podcast to be shot in a cool location, but this is the first moment that I've had for a while. So we're back in the car. I got 15 minutes, and then I have to go in and move them into the dryer, but I'll tell you the story of what has been happening. We moved into a new house, and one of the nice things they do in America is they give you a washer and a dryer in the rental. Maybe they don't do that all over America, I don't know. But in the three rentals I've had in America in the last year, they've always given you they haven't given you anything. You know, unless you're my wife or children watching this, in which case they've given it to you as well by extension. But daddy's name is on the lease. Anyway, you got to wash and dry, and that's great. They don't do that in Australia, and it's a real pain in the bum when you move because no one wants to move a washing machine. They give you screws that come with the washing machine, and then you know, moving screws because of the weight of it and the concrete they've got on the bottom for when it spins. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anyway. There was a washer and a dryer, and they seemed fine. They seemed old but fine. They were better than the ones we'd had at the previous place, but the landlord at the new place said, I'll get you a new washer and a dryer. I didn't even push for it. I didn't even ask. I said, do these work? He said, yeah. But wouldn't you like a new one? I said, you may be the greatest landlord of all time. Thank you, sir. Please. So he bought like a huge washer and dryer combination, and they are sick. They're cool. It sings. It's Samsung, you know, and they have, I think it's the trout. Bum, ba da da dum, bum, ba da 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 dum, bum, bum, ba da da dum, bum, ba da 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 da. It sings you a little Schubert at the end of the wash cycle. They had to be delivered for some reason late at night, and I was out of the house. My wife was there, and I said, is that all right that these movers come at night? And we were all confused by the situation. Anyway, they came, they put the washer and dryer in, and then my wife discovered that they were so big, the door doesn't close to the laundry. If we push them really close together, we can really close. We can close the exterior door, but the other door, it won't close all the way, which is a bother. So she said, "Can you please take these back?" And the guys didn't speak English, so everyone was communicating through Google Translate on their phones, apparently. And the guy said, The storeroom is closed. We have to leave these here now. But we'll leave the other ones here for you too. So now we have like two washers and two dryers in the house. And the ones we can use are not plugged in. And the other ones are being returned. So we're not using them because they have to be returned. And that seems wrong to use something you're going to... You know what I mean? I don't know if we can use them and they can still return them. So we're not using them either. And then... at a similar time as this, my children flooded a bathroom. They were going, it wasn't flooded. It was, maybe the landlord was watching this and he liked what I said that was positive. And then I said, we flooded the bathroom. And he goes, hold on. But there was a lot of water in the bathroom. And we had to use a bunch of towels to stop it. And then there was just all these wet towels, and the wet towels got put in the bath, and it's just been a couple of days and we haven't been able to do laundry. And we've had these wet towels in the bath and they stink. Like, they've really developed a scent. And I had no garbage bags. We're out of garbage. Got to get garbage bags on the way home. I don't know if I can get garbage. It's too late. Oh, someone there? Someone poking their head in? Yeah, this is weird. I don't think I've seen doors that open that way on a truck like that before. Maybe there's a good reason for it. All positive. Where was I? Where was I? Seriously, where was I? Oh, yeah. I had no garbage bags, so I had to just wrestle them into a suitcase. And I have, like, a shopping bag, and the shopping bag leaked over the carpet. That was gross. Anyway, I managed to get them to a laundromat, and then I only had, like, a $100 note. And I picked that laundromat because it said it used card. And then I got there and I was like, this card machine doesn't work. And the guy in charge of the laundromat was like, yeah, it doesn't work. Sorry. I've talked to my wife about it. It doesn't work. I said, can you break 100? He said, no. I walked over to there's a supermercado nearby. Everyone I've seen over the last hour and a half has been Hispanic. I haven't seen a non-Hispanic person. I guess it's that part of town. I don't think I'm in that part of town, but that's who's using laundromats late at night. Is there's so many children. There's so many. There's so many warm, lovely Hispanic ladies with their, like, 5-year-olds at the laundromat at night. And I wouldn't have known that had I not had this beautiful adventure. The other place was sketchy. The other place had a bad vibe. When I pulled up, there was actually, I did see a white guy. He was homeless. There was a homeless white guy just standing right in front of where I decided to park there, and then there's a guy there, and then I finished the park, and he's just eyeballing me through the windshield, and I get out of the car, and he goes, you got a cigarette? I go, no, sorry. I don't think I said sorry. I was a little taken aback. I didn't really want to be out and about. I wasn't going to record this visually. There was going to be no visual component. I'm not happy with this, but I thought, you know, beforehand I was like, oh, this will be fun. I'll set up the iPhone in the laundromat. I'll do a special in laundromat episode. And this is not a safe, fun place. The laundromat, the 24/7 laundromat late at night is not a, if you can believe it, in Austin, Texas, is not, you know, safe enough to bring your kids, but not, you wouldn't leave your iPhone, you know, far enough away to make an interesting shot. Anyway, I had to leave that laundromat and come over to this laundromat, and I'm glad they have the Speed Queen, my favorite machine. I love the Speed Queen. Such a joy to see the Speed Queen in motion as I speak, watching it speedily queen. You know, it's doing its job. It's just been a series of regrettable events. But it's fine. We will have, I don't know what's going to happen to the suitcase. I'm just going to leave it outside. It's going to stink. When, I think, maybe I just have a personality type where this is the life I have. And these are the things that will keep happening to me. Jimmy, why did you have to clean the towels now? Because I thought it was a good idea. I could have just left them for a few more days. Were they going to get that more stinky? More stinky? Were they going to get that more? Were they going to get that more stinky? Were they going to get that more stinky? No, they were probably going to sit around the same level of stinky. But I don't want to put them back in the suitcase. Anyway, excuse me. Hello, this is the, oh, it's me. I'm seeing myself reflected on the window. Excuse me, I'm a little on edge. It's been a long day. It's been a long day. I did 3 podcast episodes today with my friends Eve and Ruby, and that will be coming out as a separate podcast. And my long-term strategy for that is to obtain more woman listeners. I think we're doing very well on the James Donald Forbes Began Catamaran plan. But the algorithm has decided that it's for the boys. And I look at the numbers on YouTube, and boy, the podcast is for the boys. And we want the podcast. I mean, I know they're enthusiastic. Look at my, I mean, I got a haircut recently. It's collapsing now. I've got a very, I'm in a Hispanic place with a Hispanic haircut. These are my people. Los Hombres. Viva la raza. Oh. I'm doing this podcast to get, you know, with two ladies, to get ladies in. And there's an episode up on my Patreon, and some people liked it, and some people don't like it. And that, so this will just keep going. You know, if what you're here for is a man having periodic crises in his car, don't worry. That's not going anywhere, and it'll be on a different channel, and you don't have to listen to it. But if you have a wife or a girlfriend or a woman friend that you've tried to get to listen to the James Donald Forsman Catamaran Plan, you send them over there to the My Woman podcast. Maybe they'll like that, and maybe it'll be easier. They'll tell their woman friends, and then we'll get a beautiful woman fan base. I got to say, the woman podcast, I think it went well as a podcast today. As an opportunity to grab woman listeners, I don't think it was successful. It was a lot of period talk of me being very uncomfortable with that. And then, you know, Eve cornered me on, you don't think women should work, do you? And I'm going, some women should work. Women who want to work. Not all women want to work. We don't all, you know, what about the men who don't want to work? They obviously have to work. It's disgusting for a man not to work. For a woman not to work is beautiful. She's in community. She's doing things. She's raising a family. For a man not to work, disgusting. I don't know that we're going to get anybody on side with that, but we're doing our level best. Ha! I have been working on my cover of Linger by the Cranberries to go on. I'm working on this album of songs by women. So there's going to be a gap now while I go and move my towels, my stinky, hopefully no longer stinky towels, from the Speed Queen to the dryer. And while that's happening, please enjoy up to the first chorus, which is all I've recorded today, while we took a break between podcasts and the ladies went off to get some sandwiches. As well they should. Anyway, here's a bit of me singing Linger by the Cranberries. Go on, and there'll be a, you know, I think there's a bridge. It's not really as much of a second verse. What an exciting development in songwriting. And then instead of a guitar solo, we'll do a scat. We'll do an auto-tune scat, I think. We'll do that sort of thing, and that'll be a good time had by some. And then once that's out, I don't know what to do. I have not managed to get any of the other music on the radio. If you have the ability to play songs on the radio, maybe you're on a community radio station, maybe there's a better way to get songs known and heard by people. Previous album did, for me, just fine. Just very happy with how that album went. Made no money, didn't do anything with it, but it will just persevere. You know, a lot of guys' first albums, nothing happens. Hmm? Fleetwood Mac, they're probably pretty successful, but they got really successful later. So that is the, you know, first album turned out to not be Love Me Do. But does that mean we don't get a Sgt. Pepper's? Probably. Just statistically, yes. The dryer is also a Speed Queen, making great use of the Speed Queen Corporation this evening. And I got so many quarters. I had to use quarters. And they broke my 100, which was so nice of them to do here. But I've been looking on the back of the quarters. Woo! And some very exciting... All right. Some very exciting quarters. What have I got here? Oregon. We got Oregon. Very loud out there. And we're singing along as well, are we? That appears to be a Pennsylvania quarter from 1999, still in use. And I've noticed that all the quarters, well, you won't be able to see there, but you know, if you're American, you know that the quarters, they have like a bronze line running around them. And I wonder what that is. Thought it was maybe a quarter of different metal in tribute to it being called a quarter. They have gambling machines in there. They've got like little pokey machines the kids are playing, which is, you know, it's good. 10:45 at night, kids on pokey machines. It's so wholesome. Such a nice vibe. I'll tell you this about the dads that I've been seeing tonight in the laundromats. There are a couple of dads. Warm, loving fathers. No doubt on the job all day. And here they are with their itty-bitty children. And like, can I add... extremely well-behaved children, not one badly behaved child. The best, if my kids were here at 10:45, they'd be going crazy. They're probably going crazy back home now, but here these kids. But I, and you know what? I take that back. I will say, because there have been times in my life where I don't think I've been with my children late at night at a laundromat, but, you know, it's a there but for the grace of God situation. There certainly have been circumstances where that was on the cards. I went back and I watched a... what have I dropped? We'll find out later, I suppose. I watched a podcast from a year ago where I'm sitting in the car shouting into... Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just make sure... We'll make sure that's locked. Hey, is that locked? Yeah. Yeah, it's locked now. All right. Well, someone's having a big night. Well... let's hope that doesn't develop into anything. I was just going to say, I was looking at... I watched two episodes. I watched bits of two episodes. And one was I'd just been to... I was in... I was in South Bend. And then the next week, I was in Orlando talking about having been in Branson during the week. And that was... it was an insane... we drove all the way across the country to get to Austin so we could dump our stuff... I think we left all of our stuff at the airport. Like, we arrived on the drive to the airport. Can that be right? No, it's not right. We stayed overnight somewhere, and then early in the morning we went off to the airport to go to Orlando so I could open for Matt. And it was nice to look back and say, oh, life has calmed down ever so slightly. Not enough. But genuinely, maybe enough. Like, I think if I'd kept going like that, we all would have given up and gone home and stayed with our parents and had them hopefully nurse us back to health after the mental collapse. But anyway, it's just fun. It's fun to look back and fun to see people now. It's not fun. It's not, just my heart goes out. I mean, people. I think this is just what they do. And that's just what this family does. Stepfather entertaining extremely well-behaved children at a laundromat overnight. I think they might. Anyway, I won't go on and on about it. Ha! Everything going well. I listened to the Eurovision song this week, the ones that have come out. I think Australia's song is being dropped soon. The songs are dribbling out for Eurovision, which I intend to put a bet on. And I'll give you some preliminary thoughts now. I'm going to do a podcast with my friend Anna Freer, whose taste I trust very much. And you know what I thought would be nice? Is someone I talk about music a lot with, who I really value his opinion, and he's got great taste, is Adam Egert. And I wonder if Adam Egert would talk about the upcoming Eurovision. And Ari Matty, I think he likes him some Eurovision. And I got to say, one of the contenders this year has got to be Estonia. His homeland. They've put, I think it's Tommy Cash, who I saw years ago. About to win the lotto. I remember that song. And he's got a song. He's doing I think he's doing very well with his song, which I think is called Espresso, which I just got as a joke because Espresso. Is it Espresso, the Sabrina Carpenter one, or Espresso? Anyway, he's got a song called, I think it's called Espresso. I think I'm getting this right. I didn't put together that Sabrina Carpenter had a song about little shots of coffee, and then he's doing a silly song. A shong and chance man. Excuse me. Anyway, I thought it would be nice to talk to people about Eurovision ahead of putting a bet on. My current, I don't know if favorite is to win, but I had an experience this week where I started having, if not dreams, then visions, ideas. I began to see, I thought it was me, and I would start powdering my face white, and I would come out and say with a white powdered face and red lipstick, and I thought, that's how I'll go on stage in the future. And I thought, am I doing that? It seems like work. Probably not doing that. But one of the songs I liked from Eurovision was by an Italian. It's the Italian entry. And then I watched him perform it. And he has, I thought, well, he has the white face powdered and the red lipstick. I thought, that is, I've had a vision that that man's going to win Eurovision. That's why they call it Eurovision instead of Eurosong. Well, they can't call it Eurosong because that's what they call it in Ireland. I think it's a good song. It's a lot of them are crap. I'll be talking through that with my friend Anna and possibly others at some point on the podcast. Before I put a bet on, I've got to figure out how big, I don't want to lose too much money because I'm going to get it wrong. But now that I've had my vision, how can we not? Excuse me. Looking down on people doing the slot machines at the laundromat while I, the sophisticated man, think about putting a bet on a song contest in Europe. It's a great song. It has an interesting story. It did not win the selection competition for Eurovision. So in Eurovision, I'll explain this. This may be, I'll take this in now. This may be hugely uninteresting. But I assume there are some people who don't know about the Eurovision Song Contest because it's not a big thing in America. Because they're not in it. And they're not allowed to be in it. Why is Australia allowed to be in it? Good question. Okay, every country in Europe, with the exception at the moment of, I think, Belarus and Russia. I'm not sure if Belarus is still out of it. But, you know, if you've been a naughty boy, you're not allowed in it. Israel's allowed in it. And that's a lot of finger-waving about that. So, they come up with their song, and then they pick in their country who gets the song. And sometimes the country, you know, they have a board that picks it. And I think SBS in Australia decides who wins from Australia. They just have an internal process. They used to put it out to a public vote, but now they just go, internal process. We will decide who will fail in Europe. Thank you. You, the people, don't get to decide. We decide who gets destroyed in Europe. And so I don't know who they've picked yet. Anyway, Italy has an open system. Like, where, you know, before there's a special song contest. San Remo, I think it's called. They have a special contest. And the guy who won turned it down. He said, I don't want to go. I've got touring dates. That's more important for me. I don't think I would be able to handle mentally the strain of going. And I watched him. I watched the guy who won. And he's in like a woolen vest with his arms out, which hitherto I'd only seen cool lesbians in Australia dressed that way. But he won. And I watched him. He wasn't as good. And this other guy who came second then gets the opportunity to go. And he's taken it. And he's the one I had the vision about. And so you go, well, James, that's not a good... I mean, this guy can't even win Italy. How's he going to win Europe? And let's find out. What an exciting venture. It's a story, isn't it? All right, I'm going to see if my clothes are dry. I love you, I miss you. I want you, I need you. Man, there are so many... I wish I'd asked for real, who were in Luxembourg. I think they were raised as children in Luxembourg and may have Luxembourger citizenship if they would ever consider it, because I think they'd be great. And I wish Australia would just get over themselves and send Kieran J. Callanan. That would be... Send Kieran J. Callanan, send Alex Cameron. You know, also some guys who don't listen to the podcast, maybe. There are so many guys to... And gals, you know, send the chats. They're not gals. Send Emil and the Sniffers. They're having a big moment. they're having a big season. So many options. But they often just send, last year they sent some weird guitar band, but often they will send a, I think I've got deep vein thrombosis, excuse me. I don't know for sure, but I went on a plane yesterday and I woke up today with an ache in my leg and it went away all day and now it's coming back. And I'm a little, so if I die of a blood clot before the next podcast, know that I love you, I want you, I miss you, I need you. And what else do I need you to know? I need you to know catamaran ho. New podcast coming soon. Working on my new book of poems. Linger cover coming out. Get on that Patreon. I'm going to buy a boat. And something very exciting on the boat front this week, but I can't tell you about it because it's a secret. It's not having the catamaran that I'm getting, but it's something.